But it appeared that Oklahoma might try to evade the court by setting up a sham law school somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And that's when my mom went to Chickasha and she said, 7 days later, I think it was, she received a telegram saying that Oklahoma has just established the Langston University School of Law and that it was open for enrollment. My mom, when she got off the plane, was expecting to go to the University of Oklahoma. She was not going to accept anything less than that. So once again, she had to make up in her mind what she was going to do with her life. And the decision was to keep fighting, but not to attend the sham law school.
I should say that then the Oklahoma Supreme Court issued its opinion directing the Board of Regents for Education to either close the law school for white students or to afford her and others similar situated educational opportunity in accordance with the 14th Amendment. Mm-hmm. And they demanded that further proceedings must preserve Oklahoma's separate but equal system. They were still hanging on to that.
Yeah.
So the state attorney general issued a resolution ordering the state board of regents to establish a Langston University College of Law to be located in the state capitol and fully operational by the following Monday, January 26, 1948. Mm-hmm. Oh, the folly in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Then they announced that several fourth-floor committee rooms would be turned into the new school, and the law library on the first floor would serve as the separate law school library. Mm-hmm. The state actually felt they were setting up a better law school than the one at Norman. They announced three law professors. So registration was to be Monday, January 26th, in room 426 at the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
They actually thought they were setting up a better law school than a law school that had been established for years and years and years.
They actually said that they thought that. Nobody in their right mind believes that. Throughout this whole period of time, there were some people, including some African Americans, who thought that all of this was designed to get more funding for Langston University in the first place. She told me that there were some people in the African-American community and at Langston who thought that this was just a strategy to get more money for Langston. They weren't sure that she was doing this to really go to law school.
Speaking of money, a fundraiser was set up again. They needed more money. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City's Tabernacle Church, emergency fund, 700 people turned out, raised $700 in cash and $300 in pledges.
Mm-hmm.
Had to make her feel good that the community was so behind her. And then Judge Henshaw ruled that there was no ruling concerning the quality of the new school. The mere existence of a separate school was enough to present admission to the University of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Hall took exception and gave notice that there would be an appeal. So here we're still plodding along.
Yeah. That was really the big fight. The big fight came when they wanted to challenge the idea that the Langston School of Law was not equal to the University of Oklahoma Law School.
Which was 5 decades old, by the way. So on Monday, January 26, 1948, she went to apply at the University of Oklahoma, but was denied. Mm-hmm. Because the law school was substantially equal to the University of Oklahoma Law School, they thought. The sham school opened, and guess what? No one attended.
Before it closed, there was one guy that...
That's true. T.M. Roberts finally came to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the Sipule decision, the University of Arkansas announced that African Americans would be admitted to their university. Mm-hmm. So here's this frustration again on your mother's part when she gets to think, okay, now it's going to happen. And here we go again.
Here we go again. One of the statements Mom said that Thurgood would always tell her is, girly, because he called her girly. Girly, we're just building a record. That was always his phrase. Girly, we're just building a record. So she said that disappointment was out of the question. If you knew my mom, you never heard her show any sign of weakness. I don't know what it was about her character, but as I think about it now, she just was not a person that ever think that this is not going to work.